Now more than ever, teams must come together and work together to solve big challenges. And Trello is here to help. Trello, part of Atlassian's collaborative suite, is an app with an easy-to-understand visual format plus tons of features that make working with your team functional and fun. With Trello, you can work with your team wherever you are, whether it's at home or in an office. Keep your workflow going from wherever you are with Trello. Try Trello for free and learn more at Trello.com. That's Trello.com.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick tweeted out, actually texted us yesterday, Nick, they're actually testing your temperature when you go to your other job?
Yes.
Okay. I take my temperature at the house.
I do, sometimes,
orally.
My thermometer sucks.
I think you must be busted because you said you had a temperature, and I'm thinking, why are you sitting here then? But this was a couple of days ago.
Yeah, well, it has a lot to do with if I wear a hat or not.
But Dr. Mina, she discounted that.
Yeah,
she said it doesn't count.
She went to Yale.
I'm doing my own research here, and I'm telling you, if I take the hat off in a matter of minutes, my body temperature goes down. Because it's one of those you stick on your forehead.
Well, the heat does go out your head. And that's
right.
People that go outside in freezing cold weather and don't wear a beanie, they always say that's just stupid.
Yeah, my temperature ranges between 95 and 101 on any given day.
How do you know if you have a fever then?
I should probably get a decent thermometer.
Yeah.
But apparently,
are they all sold out too?
They're tough to come by.
Oh my God. You only need one in the house. So yeah. People are hoarding thermometers?
Apparently.
Things are going great.
Yeah.
Well, there probably weren't as many of those around. You know?
Oh, there are plenty of thermometers around. You could buy a thermometer like a month ago. You just went and buy one.
Yeah, but each individual store probably had five on hand.
Yeah.
You know?
Get, toilet paper a month ago too.
Yeah, this one, it works. Just a little, it's like a little, almost like a gun thing. You just shoot it, point at your forehead.
Right.
Oh, you point it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're not touching you, right?
One I have, you have to actually make contact.
Oh, mine's oral, you know. Put it in your mouth, you get the real temperature. You're right, the contact thing. I've seen those for kids, right? Yeah.
I don't think they're...
You don't have an oral one?
As accurate.
I don't think they are either.
Not that I know of.
No. Yeah, I think we have a forehead one at home.
Yeah, we used to when the kids were smaller. But I know we have one you stick in your mouth. Stick in your mouth, Craig.
Was on this date in 1826.
They still make the ones you stick in your butt?
Probably for kids
for
that don't want babies. Yeah, but even then, they've made the forehead ones for babies now, because you don't have to stick anything in a baby's ass.
They make wider ones for adventurous adults.
Yeah. Butt plugs.
Yeah, you get them at that Kinkley.
A butt plug that doubles as a thermometer.
Talking about yesterday.
Your dad got one of those?
Yeah. I recall having a thermometer up my ass a time or two as a kid.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
I think Tyler's thermometer would work for that as well.
Yes, it would. Does an oral one work in your ass?
Yeah, I think so.
Well,
same deal.
I don't think they'd like that because we all use the same thermometer, even washing it off.
Not right. The point.
Dad!
Who needs a thermometer? Oh, I left it in my pants.
Because the method, I remember with those, you could either put it under your tongue, you could put it under your armpit, or you could stick it up your ass.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But this isn't one of those, you read the mercury, and the numbers come off.
Oh, okay.
No, not old school.
It's digital.
It's digital.
Yeah,
digital. Okay. It's still digital.
Was on this date in 1826. Kind of a big day for a lot of people because Sam Morey patented the internal combustion engine.
That was a big deal, wasn't
1826.
It?
1826.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
Now, what was the first
didn't
application?
Didn't sound that smooth, though, did it?
Of the internal combustion engine.
I don't know, but there was. I think there was farm stuff, industrial stuff.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until we decided that we could put them into a buggy that it turned into a huge item.
Right.
The horseless carriage.
Right.
Yeah, till we could make a car out of an engine.
Right.
That's when they started, that's when we thought, I guess we can do something with these things.
That's a pretty good invention right there.
I love the fact that the one silver lining, I guess, rather not have it, but is it how everything's cleaning up right now? Because internal combustion engines aren't running as much.
Oh,
and I love how people just say it wasn't man-made, and it's within 3 weeks it's proven it was man-made.
It was such a quick turnaround.
It was proven. It's proven now. I saw a great article about that. Yeah, we just pretty much proved that. So just go away. But they're not going to.
No, it's not going to.
They're going to fire it back up and say it's not not man-made. I mean, literally, we never thought we'd actually see the day where we could prove it. Because we never thought they'd stop engines.
Well, I read something yesterday that said the ozone layers is kind of healing.
Yeah. Within 3 weeks.
Yes.
Within 3 weeks, maybe a month.
Once people are gone, the planet will just completely brush people. And it's not going to take long at all for everything just to be over. I saw a picture where there were like coyotes walking around San Francisco.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you ever see this? There was a great show that scares me now if I wouldn't go back and rewatch it. It was called Earth After People.
I remember seeing something.
And I watched that documentary, and it was really good. There was different episodes, but they would just show a big city, and they did all these kind of computer graphics, and it was really, really well done. And they were saying that people were just gone, just humans, just gone. And how quick a city would be taken over by plants and animals.
What was that on? I saw that.
Yeah, it was a great series. Nat Geo or something. I don't know. But it was on for a couple years ago. I remember watching a couple episodes.
I remember seeing that, too.
Really interesting stuff, because I didn't think the place would never have any humans. But it was literally within weeks. Like this building, there'd be plants everywhere and animals walking in the streets.
History Channel.
That was on History Channel. It's really good.
Life After People.
I think maybe you should go look at that now. But
2008 to 2010.
That's really good.
Like 20 episodes.
That would suck for zoo animals.
Yeah,
other animals just have free reign of everything, and you're still stuck in your little pen.
But they were talking about how quickly buildings would crumble because there's no upkeep.
Yeah.
So I mean, even that it was really in depth how they were showing how skyscrapers would crumble, and then we said it would go month to month and how long it would take. It was only within a year, it'd be just a jungle.
Zoo animals wouldn't stand a chance because they would have to compete with animals who know how to live in the wild.
Right.
Yeah.
Zoo animals are too dependent.
Boy, I'm just looking at the episode titles of this.
Yeah.
This looks like a very uplifting series.
At the time, it was interesting because now it'd be scary to watch.
Yeah, it was super apocalyptic, but it was really interesting.
But only one episode is actually about Outbreak. The rest of them are...
I just saw the one Tyler was talking about where
the plants take over the cities
the buildings degenerate
and the animals would just start going into the streets, and that's happening. You're right. I think there was a bunch of goats I saw, Craig, not even in trunks.
Where
was that?
Ireland.
Oh, was it Ireland?
Yeah, a city in Ireland, town in Ireland, was kind of overrun with goats
because of this. Because nobody's around?
Right, yes.
Yeah. So the goat herders are inside?
Because of the lack
from
of
way
humans.
Back.
Yeah, they generally hang out outside the city.
Yeah.
And stay away from people basically.
Right.
Well, now there's no one to stay away from, so they're just kind of wandering around like, hey, what's this?
And one goat told the other goat, they talk.
Yeah, don't get in the trunk.
Puss knows that.
Yeah. Hey,
Puss
check
knows
this
that.
Out.
You wouldn't believe how little traffic there is in town these days.
Yeah, we're safe.
Let's take a walk. Yeah. And so they did.
You know the goats talk.
I thought that felt like a bus.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Down to Puss's farm, say hello to his mom.
Yeah, let's go,
go, let's go, let's go.
They do talk.
Go.
Hey, man, Puss looking at you weird, too.
Yeah. Goats talk.
I was on the phone, but I could feel the bus.
I thought that felt
like a bus.
I saw you on the phone, yeah. There was a bus coming.
Was that a bus? That was a bus.
Yep.
Right over top of me.
Wayne Brady and Rob Riggle later on this morning. You can download the podcast at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Also, the stream is there in case you're listening at different times.
Bush told me, though, he's working hard on a species of goat that doesn't talk.
the quiet goats.
Yeah, these goats keep their mouth shut.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
There's a market for him, man.
This is from Travis. TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com is an email. You were talking about alcoholics needing booze.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania boarded up. I'm an RN, and I would laugh when all the booze hounds would show up for forced detox or when they realized hospitals actually keep a small amount of alcohol for alcoholics that are not detoxed during a hospital stay.
Right.
I need to check in for some vodka so I don't detox, and apparently that happens.
Well, like we were saying, I mean, we just talked to my dad, who's in Pennsylvania, and the state stores are the ones that sell liquor there, and they've been closed for about 3 or 4 weeks at least, and they were talking about how alcohol, it was a funny line, but he actually meant it, how alcoholics need booze, and they go in the DTs, and they also we the ER nurse say that they show up at emergency room hospitals. Yeah.
Little story out of Hutchinson, Kansas.
Out of Hutchinson, Kansas, the
yeah. Craig wrote that down, by the way.
I was going to say, did he give you a heads up?
He gave me a heads up. I'm usually prepared, but I don't have the hut in there, but I just put it in there. Here you go.
Out of Hutchinson, Kansas, the
I always jump off sides every time on that clip. What's happening in Hutch?
I wish I knew how to say this guy's last name.
Well, somebody's listening. Hutch loves the program. T95 is our home in that area.
And a lot of people around Hutchinson in the area are aware of this guy, Bob Rieger.
Yeah, hang on here.
Out of Hutchinson, Kansas, the
Oh, no, Bob.
I'm going to go with Rieger on this one. R-E-G-E-H-R. Bob Rieger passed away last year.
Uh-oh.
His collection of over 140 vehicles is going to be auctioned off this fall. This is a huge deal in old car collecting lore.
He's got a ton of them, huh?
140 of some great cars. Now, he got his money because he and his wife developed bouncy houses.
Oh, you kidding me?
Those things. He did the iconic moonwalk bouncy house, and so they got, you know, that's how they got their cash.
It's funny how certain people make their money, because somebody had to invent that. Whatever, make money off of it, right?
And I always wonder, like, did that guy invent anything else before that, or was that just the first thing?
Yeah.
He's like, you know what?
Well, he was, you know, he was always trying to make money before. Right. He was always into cars. He'd already bought some cars before that work paid off. He owned a gas station there for a while.
But it seems like guys who invent stuff like that invented little things along the way.
Yeah.
And they never took off. Yeah. They were always tinkering and toying with something. And
he could have been. Yeah,
something finally hit it.
Yeah, so he was featured in a profile in Hot Rod Magazine back in 2009. Among the cars that remain are 20. Now, keep in mind, these are cars that are in good condition. These aren't just sitting out in the yard somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
These are cars that are in good condition. He's got 20 1932 Fords, a 1949 Cadillac, several 57 Chevy Bel Airs, a 59 Nash, a 79 Ferrari.
There's too many boners happening right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for car guys.
Yeah.
I assume they're in a nice garage somewhere.
That's a big room for a garage.
Yeah, they're not outside. They're in a garage. They should
just have those covers on all of them out in the front yard.
120 in a garage?
144 or 140. Over 140.
I'm sure there's a lot of houses in Hutchinson that have that 144-car garage.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know?
The newest of the bunch is a 1987 Ford Mustang GT convertible. The rarest, likely a 67 Chevy Camaro convertible Indy 500 pace car. That's one of just 43 that were built. Some of the cars are modified. Many remain original. So apparently, they're all desirable. So this auction is going to take place online and at the Kansas State Fairgrounds in October.
Oh, so they're planning it for the fall.
It's a big deal.
It could probably happen then. Okay, good.
Well, yeah, they were probably, putting this together. Well, they were putting this together
so
before.
The guy kept all his cars when he was alive. Didn't sell any ahead of time.
So, just an amazing collection out there.
You have to wake up every day and start every one? Because, if you don't start a car for a while or even run it, they just waste away. I mean, you get 120 cars to start and go take each one for a mile ride.
That's your whole day.
Yeah. Because, you leave the car sit at all, it starts to deteriorate,
Well, he's got bouncy house money.
Yeah,
he does.
Yes, he does.
Well, not anymore, but... Yeah. Two new laws on the books in Idaho regarding transgender.
Oh, yeah. They hate the transgenders in Idaho. Surprise.
Transgender girls are not allowed to play on girls and women's sports teams.
Oh, I get so mad.
Under one bill signed by
the governor. You got a penis? I want to see it. That's what Idaho said. Idaho lawmaker says that. He's looking.
Is he? I don't even see him. He's gone.
He walked out of the room or something like that. He walked out of the room.
Puss quit?
We don't got any guess.
Well, we threw him under the bus.
It stuck.
Oh, I did. Thank you.
That's how the conservative law, the anti-transgender and anti-gay lawmakers are so hardcore when it comes
Another measure doesn't allow transgender people to change their gender identity on their birth certificate.
You got a penis. Put it on your birth certificate. Lay it there.
The ACLU says,
stroke it a minute.
Chat about that one.
Doesn't it seem like you dumbasses and your small problems, your small hatred problems, should go away at a time like this?
You would think.
Yeah.
You know?
But they still manage to keep it alive.
Yeah, keep the hate alive, man.
Yeah.
Keep the hate alive.
You know, that dude just wants to win the state girls' basketball championship, yeah. And that's why he's pretending to be a girl.
That's why he got his penis off so he can win a championship in girls' basketball. A lot of girls' basketball kick his ass, probably, right. Too, you know?
I know I would have cut my penis off to win a high school boys' basketball championship.
And you get to go in the shower, too, but you wouldn't have a penis, so you can't really get off when the girl's
getting
there.
Yeah, but you still got the penis in your head, so you're looking at the Chinese, and you get like an invisible boner.
Chinese everywhere. Invisible boner. Screw you. All of you.
Yeah. God's going to send an earthquake your way.
I'm watching those E60s now, because they're actually, you know, about sports, but they're not a sports game that obviously went away. And one of them was about a girl that turned into a guy, a transgender. What would that be, a transgender boy?
Well, born a woman and transitioned to
right.
a man.
Mm-hmm. And she's a high school wrestler, but she wants to wrestle boys. And because he wants to wrestle boys because he's actually a boy now. And he had to fight and fight and fight just to wrestle boys. So they didn't want him wrestling a boy, but the dude looked like a dude. I mean, I don't know what he had in his pants. They weren't talking about it. shut up, Craig.
That stuck too.
But he was saying, no, I want to wrestle boys. I'm a boy.
Mm-hmm.
That stuck to the
makes
tape.
Sense.
Shut up, all of you. Just shut up.
Well, it makes sense.
I know. And they had to fight him on that. It was one of those kind of states too that hates everything, you know.
And what's the big deal?
Eventually, because you're right, because he looked like a dude. He had no boobs, and probably was wrestling in about the weight class of, you know, 120, 115. He was a pretty light little kid, little boy. But they were showing him wrestling another guy, and they were just looked like two dudes wrestling. He eventually won the case, and he was allowed to wrestle in the boys' tournament.
How'd he do?
He ended up losing, but he went pretty far.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't win the states, but yeah.
As long as he won a couple.
Yeah, but even when.
That's all we're asking.
But they didn't want him wrestling there at all because he was a girl.
Yeah.
We don't want that guy wrestling somebody that was a girl.
Well, the dudes that lost to him are never going to hear the end of that.
Right, right, right.
He just wants another dude on top of him.
Right.
Hitting him. He get in there, and he just get pinned right away.
The dude had whiskers, man. Sorry, puss. even transgender girls can grow beards.
Screw that kid.
Yeah, perhaps you should think about some hormones.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, at this point, what's, you know, who cares?
Yeah, I'm thinking things are going to change when we come out of this. I think people are going to do, now I think we're all thinking about doing something we want to do that we wouldn't normally do once after the pandemic's over. But some people are going to do different things.
Well, the things that some people want to do could be making sure that these transgender girls don't end up on anything. Like, that could be their big goal. Man, when this is done, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm talking about more personal things, like, you know, like take hormones and grow a beard.
Yeah.
Like, Puss always wanted a beard, and I'm just going to do it now.
Oh, yeah, there's probably a lot of guys growing the pandemic beard right about
now. Actually, I was talking about more changing basic personal fundamentals things, of your life. Oh, opinions, no, they're not going to change their opinions.
Probably not.
No. People are going to not. Man ain't man-made. Yeah, it is. We just proved it. That the skies are clearing up because the engines are shut down.
I got a guy that says different.
We know we proved it.
Oh, no, the old mindset is going to return.
That's not return. I'm talking about personal again. Thing. Like some guy's going to jump out of a plane the first time he can. Mm-hmm. I mean, those little things are going to change with people, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even littler things, you know.
I don't think it's going to change much.
No, I don't think so either. I got aspirations, but that's probably not going to change much. I'll just be happy I can go out. Have a beer.
Well, I think a lot of people would think about it, and then, nah.
But some people are going to do it.
Some people won't follow through.
No.
The press conferences that we will watch these days have to do with Andrew Cuomo.
Yes. Yeah.
However, have you seen his nipple rings?
What? It's funny, because I
saw the
how
picture.
Do you know that?
Was that legit? Well, he was wearing a really tight shirt. And it looked like nipple piercings.
I've been watching him. I haven't looked at his nipples, but I've seen the picture. They've isolated the shirt. It looks like he has barbell in one of his nipples. Yeah. Just only one of his nipples?
I think two. Both.
So he's a freak. I like that.
Well, probably not. It's probably just the way the shirt is.
Is that what they're saying?
You think?
I don't know.
Out of the picture I saw.
Well, no, because there are any number of pictures with him wearing a similar shirt, and you cannot see that.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, you can take the nipple rings out.
That's really good.
Tell you that, you know?
The photo I saw was really good manipulation then, because it looked like the nipple barbells.
It really did.
Yeah.
That's a great band.
Maybe it's this. He's always wanted it.
Barbells.
He's like, you know what? I'm just going to pierce them.
Yeah, because it just feels good.
I'm putting way too much effort into seeing this. I've got the picture up. I'm kind of blowing it up.
You can't see it or not?
I guess if you wanted to see that, you probably could. I don't know.
The spokesman for
conservatives got to hate that, Dan.
The spokesman for the governor says that the governor is not hiding anything under his shirt.
Yeah.
Well, then do the next press conference.
He doesn't say they're not there, though.
Right.
He just said he's not hiding them.
You're right.
His conferences are pretty serious. I mean, he talks about missing his family and doing the right thing.
And he comes across so well.
He's really good at what he does because he's smart.
Yeah, but he doesn't get that good of ratings.
Oh, that's right.
Those are all about. Yeah. Those are all about getting ratings.
He's really smart, man.
You know what's easy to do is to get a large audience when you're on 17 different channels.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't pat yourself on the back too much.
Yeah, at your rally, exactly. All right. Can you see the Prince Albert in Puss's pants?
We'll find out.
We can see the can.
Jeans aren't that tight.
No, they're not, and you're sitting down right now. All right. If we end up broadcasting from home someday, I'm going to just not wear pants.
Oh, I already decided that,
I'm barebacking it, too.
If it gets to the point where I'm the only one in here.
Yeah. You're not wearing pants.
Oh, I'm not wearing pants. Forget it. Forget it.
If from home, I'll be slapping my wiener against the microphone on a pretty regular basis. Hey, guys, you know what that is? Guess what that is.
That's a good point. Because here it's not a regular basis, just every once in a while.
Yeah.
Good point. You're right. What's that now, Ace? Oh, yeah.
You know
I'm going to do that, too. Yeah, wiener slapping mics. Come on back. Oh, man.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode. Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.